In the gaming world, Core Drive 7, unpredictability and curiosity is the secret sauce. It is the thrill of the loot box, the spin of the slot machine, the cliffhanger at the end of a TV episode. It keeps us engaged because we need to know what happens next. Because it is so effective at creating addiction, companies are increasingly trying to inject it into the workplace. We see spot bonuses, randomized rewards for attendance, or spin the wheel sales incentives. But there is a massive difference between playing a game with spare change and playing a game with your livelihood. When you apply the mechanics of a casino to a person's paycheck or career progression, you don't create excitement. You create chronic, high-functioning anxiety. Here is why turning work into a lottery is a psychological disaster. The psychology, the Skinner box of terror. The science behind Core Drive 7 comes from B.F. Skinner's operant conditioning experiments. He found that rats pressed the lever most frantically not when they got food every time, but when they got food randomly. Exploitative epic meaning, using mission to justify burnout. In the Octalysis framework, Core Drive 1, epic meaning and calling is the most powerful motivator of all. It is the belief that you are doing something greater than yourself, that you were chosen to fulfill a destiny. It's why people contribute to Wikipedia for free or volunteer for dangerous missions. It is the holy grail of corporate culture. Every company wants a mission-driven workforce. But like all powerful forces, Core Drive 1 has a dark side. When a company realizes that employees motivated by the mission will work longer hours for less pay and tolerate worse conditions, the temptation to exploit that drive is immense. Gamification isn't always badges and points. Sometimes it's the strategic weaponization of narrative. When a leadership team uses their high-minded mission statement to guilt-trip employees into accepting unsustainable workloads, they aren't inspiring a calling. They are running a sweatshop disguised as a crusade. Here is an analysis of how epic meaning turns toxic through the lenses of psychology, culture, and cheating. The psychology, the martyr complex. When Core Drive 1 is activated, it acts as a powerful anesthetic against personal discomfort. If you truly believe your work is saving the world, or at least saving the fiscal quarter, your brain suppresses signals of fatigue, hunger, and stress. You aren't just an accountant or an operations manager, you are a guardian of the cause. Exploitative organizations hack this psychology to create a martyr complex. When an employee asks for a raise or complains about an 80-hour work week, management doesn't address the resource issue. Instead, they reframe the request as a betrayal of the mission. We don't have the budget for raises right now because every dollar goes towards the mission. Don't you care about the big picture? This manipulation triggers immense cognitive dissonance. The employee's need for self-preservation clashes with their identity as a believer. To resolve the conflict, they double down on the work, sacrificing their own mental and physical health on the altar of the company narrative. They aren't burning out, they are sacrificing. The culture, guilt as currency. A culture built on exploitative CD1 relies on social policing and weaponized guilt. In these organizations, setting boundaries is taboo. Leaving at 5 p.m. isn't seen as good time management, it's seen as a lack of commitment. Taking a sick day is viewed as letting the family down during a critical time, and it is always a critical time. The culture shifts from rewarding outcomes to rewarding suffering. The employee who sends emails at 300 a.m. is publicly praised as a true believer. The hero of the office narrative is the person who has given up the most for the company. This creates a toxic environment where employees compete to show who is the most devoted martyr. It silences legitimate criticism of operational failures because pointing out that the process is broken is interpreted as attacking the mission itself. The cheating, the performance of passion. Humans have a breaking point when the psychological weight of the mission becomes too heavy, but the culture forbids stepping back. Employees cheat to survive. They begin to perform passion. They learn the right buzzwords. They nod enthusiastically during the town hall. They loudly proclaim their devotion to the mission in public Slack channels. But internally, they have checked out. They are quiet quitting while loudly cheerleading. They cheat by hollowing out their engagement. They provide the optics of a true believer to avoid the guilt trips from management. but they withhold their actual creative energy and discretionary effort to preserve their sanity. The organization gets a workforce that looks incredibly engaged on the surface, but underneath is cynical, exhausted, and operating on autopilot. Conclusion: purpose needs payroll, not just platitudes. There is nothing wrong with having a powerful mission. It is essential for a great company. But a mission is a compass, not fuel. Leaders must understand that you cannot pay the rent with epic meaning. You cannot stave off physiological burnout with a rousing speech about changing the world. If your business model relies on burning out your staff in the name of a higher calling, your mission has already failed. True epic meaning empowers people, it doesn't consume them. If you want your team to save the world, you first have to make sure they get enough sleep to do it.